This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
So tell me about, and I don't want to focus on it, but I always like to learn how people deal with setbacks or failures and challenges, because I'm always in the mode of learning for that. For me, I get asked often, what has failure meant to you? And now I realize, okay, that's been a part of my journey to learn or have scars. So how do you, I mean, you don't have to give specific examples, you can, but tell me about times when there's been setbacks or challenges, and how do you work through those things, even not necessarily personally, but your own model for figuring out solutions whenever you're faced with something that may not have an obvious solution to.
Right. I think that's, you're right. It's a tough question, because it's, I don't know that there's something that formulaic, to come at it. But I think there's a couple things. One, in terms of when you're doing product development, people have a tendency to think of failure as something bad,
right?
And one of the key things that even was pointed out in Lean is that if you're not failing, then you're not pushing yourself hard enough,
right?
There's a difference between repeated failure, right, and failure because you're stretching. Okay, repeated failure should be, or a similar failure is repeated, should be corrected, right? But because you stretched, because you tried to go beyond, those failures are great because of the tremendous learning that you can get. As long as you didn't spend a lot of time, right? That's the other thing we always hear about is fail fast. Is the faster you can fail, the better. The other thing I think we do is, or at least that I guess that I try to do is when failure happens, because at my level, typically, if I fail, it doesn't affect just me, it affects other people. And I've made poor decisions on how we've either done incentives or how we've tried to, help our engineers maybe understand maybe either some of their career or maybe more around incentives for them. And the best thing to do is just admit it and be honest about it and be transparent. As long as people believe that you were trying to do something that was helpful for the company and that as long as your motives were right and you failed, and if you can be transparent about that, then I think people will show you grace.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.